Begin current daf Masechtas Yuma daf Chavav. We begin on the base. We begin with Tzitzit Masta. Begin with the Gemara. Who the Leiker is Ben Yaakov? The Leiker Yehuda. It's not like either one of them. Says Tzitzit. Kachay Gisa B'Chalasom. That's the text that Tzitzit had in all the different books. Al Rashi Meichka Begaris. But Rashi actually deletes this and his Gisa is Elik Yehuda. Rather, it's not like Ben Yaakov, but it is like Yehuda, which is like the Gisa we have in our Gemaras. But says Tzitzit, if Gisa Sasvarm with the Leiker Yehuda near Leifash, Tzitzit wants to explain the Gisa that says not like Ben Yaakov and not like Yehuda. Because like this, the Gemara's question was, but in the Braisa, how could you say there's only this and this and this and that? But we learned Yud Zayin that there's 17 Pirish. It's not that sometimes there's 17. We have the B'chol Baker. That Braisa sounds like every morning how Yud Zayin L'chol Pachas. The minimum was 17. But let me shkach, so you're not going to have the El Mekin Chashav to call a Kan Mazeichem L'chol Pachas. Only if you count all the Kan that merit by all the lotteries, Zayin Yud Gimel Azeichem B'tamid the 13 that. They get something in the Tamid Shal Shacha. B'chad B'chum is Adashin. B'chad Demal Ibram Kevash Mizbeach. B'chay the Kedosh of the Machta. Ah, Harry Yudzayin. Then you're going to get to the minimum of 17. Behind the Lake of the Lake of Yehuda. Why? Because Rezim Yaakov Batz Luchad, you're missing one out of 17. The Mal Ibram Kevash Mizbeach. He holds you don't have a separate coin taking as a lottery from the Ram to Mizbeach. And the Lake of Yehuda Batz Luchad the Machta. You're missing one of the pan. He holds you don't have a separate one of the pan. That's why it's not like either one of them. Now, Mashik Rashi, this is the Rashi asks, am I coming to Lake of Yehuda? Why sing it on Lake of Yehuda? And he'd have a pious lamast, although there wasn't a lottery for the pan, but coin me a but there was a coin, so there are 17 ka'anim, even though it's not through a lottery. Says Tyson, nearly the Pshit Lashah says, Tyson, it's obvious, it was obvious to the Gemara. The Yitzhak, the comment, this says there was 17 in the Brahis, I know, Ismish Zechon, they pious come, specifically come that got it through a lottery. Because how could you say the minimum of 17? There was many more than that. You have a mavshid, the one who did the flaying, Ramanatech, the one who did the dismembering, the one who brought the wood to the pyre. Now, if you're going to say that, no, those are not counted because those are kasha even with a non-kain, and therefore they weren't counted, but you see, we counted that of the one who does the slaughtering, who is kasha bazar. Obviously, no, we're counting those who get into a lottery, which the sheikh is through a lottery, and whereas, according to Behuda, the one who did the pen was not part of the lottery at all, like we explained previously what his machlekes is with drop on him, and that's why it couldn't be like a Behuda, even though it was with a kain. Now, because Mesvarim, he compares Rabbi Nachanan, and the girsa of the text is like the way Rabbi Nachanan gives his interpretation, although he gives a different interpretation. Now, so it says, you can't ask what the Gemara previously said. Wait a second. Imish Kachas Tan, just like Chavos Gemara was saying, if you're going to find a Tan who says five lotteries, that must be not like Reb Lezim Yagam, like Reb Yehuda. But it sounds like Dashas Lev Meshakech Tan, just like Hepayos. Sounds like that the Gemara didn't have such a Tan. If you're going to find, but the Gemara didn't know of anyone that holds his five lotteries. How are you saying that? But Vatan the Hacha, this lay Yitzhak, based on the interpretation we just gave, that says there's always a minimum of 17 Kanim, this lay Hepayos, there's five lotteries, because it has that of Reb Lezim Yagam, it has that of Reb Yehuda. And so how can you say that there's none that to say five? So tell you somebody you can say it's you're right. That the Gemara at that point didn't know of this price, but you're right, based on this price, we see that that this Tana had to hold of that of Mekevesh Mizmech and had to have of that of Chad Demachta, and then yes, he obviously would be holding that there was five ladders. The next is Master Tiz wins with the Gemara. And Par Karv Bechavdalat. That the bull was brought with 24 Khan. Harej, Regal, Bechulu. And it goes through the whole order of how it had to have 24 Khan. So it says, Kashle, it's difficult to me. The Achle Khashav here is not considering like any one of the opinions at Tanam that we had previously mentioned. Look at the Echeluche, it's not going to order of how the animal walks when it's alive. Look at the Echeluche, it's not going to order of how it's dismembered. Look at the Echeluche, it's not going to order of what's the choice cut of meat. But look at the Echeluche, it's not going the way that the animal is, they do the skinning. So sometimes, many days, they say to Thomas, he says, I don't know, I don't understand the order, how we're saying it here regarding the power. So that's the time, nearly, it seems to me, Mishum Dimbaitle Le Misne, since you have to start off saying Harish Regal Bereisha, as we say that the head is always first, and with the head generally comes the right hind leg. And we said that the leg is with two kanim. So nami regular chal shmal b'shnam. So once you mention the right leg with two, so you mention left leg that requires two kanim. Now b'ktani who ukit b'hadei b'kanim. So with the left leg, we have to say the tail with it from the variation nami gabitler tininu b'hadadi because in the prior mishnah when we spoke about the lamb by the common tamid that we mentioned lo ukit regular smal to the tail and the left leg because that's usually with one kanim. So, although here it's two different ka'anim, it actually requires each one independently two. But once you mention the left leg, so we have to mention the tail with it. Since we were already mentioning those which are not sufficient with one kain, because we say each leg needs two kanim, so once we said that, we already mentioned that of the neck, which that also is not enough with one kain, that needs three kanim. Now, so once we had to mention the neck, so talking about deha chazav akadmi, so therefore we mentioned the breast and even said it beforehand, like that was mentioned by the lamb, where you mentioned the chaz and the gerah, because that over there is brought with one, although over here it's not, but they go together. And then we said the order of things which don't require more than one kind, and now we said in the order of how it goes in the front, which is basically just a base tvanis, first the two forelegs and then the two flanks, and therefore that's why it was said in such an order.